Like, if I walk away from this relationship now, would I regret it? If I didn't, if I go out with this person, would I regret it? Like, just, why was I thinking like that? Like, people out today are just out there living.
Living. Yeah. How you doing, girl?
Surviving, barely.
Barely. Got the sickness.
The sickness done
Plaguing.
took over my house.
Dang, that's how it do.
It do, it
Well,
do be
you looking
doing.
good for the sickness, so.
I washed my face. You know, I tried to. I sent you a
Yeah.
before picture. So how that
Oh, that
went.
was so dramatic. No,
But that was just like what I was looking like. I wasn't trying to be dramatic. I was like, oh, let me see how I didn't even know what I looked like because I hadn't looked. And that's what I look like. Big old Sally Jesse Raphael glasses. Remember her?
Oh yeah, let me put mine. Yeah, ooh, these I don't
Purple.
like because they be a mirror. I don't like no mirror up in my business.
So how you doing?
I'm not doing well. My stomach hurt. Probably dying, hopefully. I mean,
Would you stop?
you know, one
Do
can
we want to
only
live?
wish.
Are we trying to be positive? Or are we trying to peace out? What are we doing? It's something
I
different every
mean,
day.
gotta be positive while you live, but
I
peace
mean,
out. Like, don't
the right
cry if
kind of
I
positive.
die. Right? Ain't about that COVID life.
Yeah, not that COVID's positive. Lord. Anyways, so what's up? Do you want to do the jar again? Is it that serious? This is how
I'm
you know we
down.
haven't prepared. Life be
We
life-ing.
like I know that's we got life going on.
Okay. Yes, I'm looking as I pull because you know what? I don't care. I already know this is something we ain't know.
What? I want to say.
Regrets?
Ooh, that's a
All
good
right, let's talk about
one.
regrets.
Oh,
Closing the jar of whatevers.
well, I just wanted this one to
Regrets.
say I have no regrets in
Oh,
life.
shut
Yeah,
up.
fucking
Shut
right.
all the
Anyone
way up. Shut
that
it
say that is
all the way
fucking
up.
lying. You know what I regret? September 1980. Fuck that O's.
No. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be alive. I'm glad my parents decided to
Right.
do what they do to make whatever this is over here.
I would be too, shoot.
I
I'd
mean,
be too if I was in your shoes. I'd be glad to be
that's
alive.
another topic. We got to have that topic. Maybe my husband will come on and we talk about that. But regrets? Or are you just living YOLO? I mean, how you living?
I mean, I'm not wallowing in regret. I did like my whole 20s and 30s. I feel like I had a lot of regret. And then I started to get it a little bit afterwards, like when in my late 30s. Like, because I was regretting, like, I lived in London and I didn't meet anybody. And it's like, did I do enough? Like, you see all these love stories, people from scratch and stuff. People go to another country and they meet someone. I didn't meet anyone. You know, I might have gotten, you know, a little kiss in a
A
bar
little
here or
some
there.
some.
But, you know, I didn't really meet nobody. And so I kind of regretted that. And then, like, not taking advantage of that time to really enjoy it and be grateful for it. I was more mad Trump got elected and stuff. You know, like I was
Oh, you
like,
were overseas when that happened? I'm
yeah.
trying to
So
remember when you were there. I
I'll
remember
never
you
forget
left.
a German. I think I mentioned this before, so that's definitely a regret. This German man came up to me and he was talking about Trump. And honestly, I didn't know what he was talking about. And so instead of just being honest and being like, sir, I don't know what you're talking about, man. And see how the conversation, and plus I was fucking up some greens. If for y'all who don't know, Germany got some good ass greens. I think I'm like, it must be a combination where we got that from. Cause I was eating meat at the time and it was like greens and ham hocks. I'm
Ooh,
telling
ham
you.
hocks.
Ooh, that was good. So I was trying to fuck up them greens too. And I was like,
Yeah,
not trying to talk about Trump. But instead of being like, oh, I don't know. Cause you know, I like talking to strangers. As much as I hate people, supposedly,
you're very
I
social.
I get a kick out of it. But I kind of felt, I guess that shame we talked about before, like, and that I didn't know what was going on in my own country, and this German man is telling me. And then also, like, I was trying to eat the food. So I guess look, I have a vivid imagination. I
Food.
look back and I'm like, what if that could have been the one? What if we would have started talking and I could have been
If
living
he,
in Munich?
but here's the thing, if he was the one, he would be the one. It wouldn't matter. I really
He would
don't
have
feel like
found a way.
if you are gonna buy into the idea of the one, or this is my opportunity
anymore either.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I mean, if that was the case, then whatever you did, it wouldn't matter. Cause it was mm-hmm. meant, you know, to happen. So, I mean, I wouldn't beat myself up over any of that stuff. I mean, I feel like, I mean, I don't know. I don't have any regrets as far as relationships. I mean, I guess mm-hmm. I could, I would do this differently. I would do that differently, whatever. But I think you
ended
said
up 20s, in a good place.
Yeah. But the 20s and 30s were full of premature regret. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that makes sense. Like just stressing over decisions. Am I doing the right thing? God, what's going to happen if I go down this road or if I do this, or being afraid to make a choice. And I think maybe that's my regret as it pertains to a lot of things, to career, to where I was living, who I was dating, like what I felt free to do and whatever. I think it was just worrying about regretting it. Like if mm-hmm. I walk away from this relationship now, would I regret it? If I didn't, if I go out with this person, would I regret it? Like just, why was I thinking like that? Like people up today are just out there living.
You're living, and I'm not mad at it. We talked about this before in the past. Like, oh, I struggled. You got to struggle. No, I want you to live. I want you to enjoy life. And that's like, that's what they're out there doing. They are enjoying
I'm happy
life.
For them though. That's beautiful.
And I'm happy for them. Yep. Taking risks and stuff, like living life, enjoying life. You only get mm-hmm. one. So I am not mad at that at all. Like I had regret. We talked about that before, that premature regret too. Like mm-hmm. what if?
Yeah. Like, oh, then what if?
And then crying over, like, not even crying.
Nothing, but over nothing too.
Focusing over nothing, over some Mott's. I'm like, come Mott's. On. Yeah.
Ugh. No flavor Mott's. Nobody knows what we're talking about. But you know what? You know what would have been cool? As much as I talk shit about social media, I mean, we have MySpace.
You got me into social media. It's
but
all
if
your
we
fault.
Had, imagine what our life would have been like had we had Instagram in college and in our 20s.
We'd be rich.
I feel like it makes you, and this is maybe the positive, it makes you have to go out and live. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, it's codependent in a way, but like, what else am I going to take pictures of? My breakfast every morning? I'm out here. Oh, look at those flowers that I see. They're beautiful. Let's go lay in them and take a picture. Let's go here and experience this. Ooh, I heard this place has really cute coffee or something. I mean, I don't know what. But you're out here doing things and experiencing things, if only for the gram, you're out here doing it, you know?
You are doing stuff.
I mean, I don't know. I don't remember. Maybe I need the gram to remember it.
Remember.
I don't know, because I don't remember nothing. So, you know, I mean, I don't know what I was doing.
Yeah.
I really don't
know. I feel
know
like I was a late bloomer just because I hated people so much. So I didn't really start really doing stuff until I was like, what, 23, 24?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I went hard.
Hey,
I pretty much been social since then, but it would have been nice, like you said. But I did. I was like Instagramming before it was Instagram. I was on MySpace doing all that stuff, and then
remember
I would
those
get
digital cameras.
Deleted.
I don't know where all my stuff was. And photo bucket. So you can put the pictures on your MySpace.
Yeah, that's on Shutterfly now. I still get those. It'll be like, remember 15 years ago?
Ooh.
I'm like, dang, I do.
There's a lot I don't need to remember from 15 mm-hmm. years ago.
I'll be looking at stuff like, dang, I forgot about that.
I regret not getting more tattoos.
Oh, interesting. Why?
I got the one tramp stamp, and it's meaningful to me because I remember the mind space I was in, the emotional whatever I was in, the meaning behind it, even though it's cheesy and like it's on my back as a tramp stamp. It's a Chinese kanji. You know, I'm not Chinese. Why'd I do that? That's so stupid.
What's kanji? I mean,
it's
I don't
like
rice
in the alphabet. Ooh.
Oh, okay.
But in the alphabet, you know, so I have a character, a Chinese character on my back, which is
what
like,
what does it mean?
It was trendy. Strength.
Oh, okay.
It's a character for strength.
You confirm, like, what
and I confirmed it definitely is the character for strength. And I don't know, it was meaningful to me at the time, and I would have gotten it on my ankle. That's where I wanted to do it, but my mom would have beat my ass. I was 25 at the time, and she still beat my ass when she saw it. So, but I wanted to get more. I wanted to do more, and I didn't because I don't know. So I regret that because now I'm 40 something. And I'm thinking about it, but it's like, I don't know. I don't know.
I'm thinking about getting my one little.
For it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't, I feel like I don't know how the body stretches out in and out to get one now.
In and out.
But I don't want one. Like I actually want to get mine removed. I have no interest in adornment, like piercing. I used to like piercings, and I guess this has been so traumatic with it, like my skin messing up. And then tattoos, I just feel like there's nothing I want to express that much to put it on my body. And so I just want to get the one taken off. So I'll do that at some point. All right, I didn't care, but now I want it off. You traveled, didn't you go all over Europe and stuff? Yeah,
but I feel like on my own, not on my own dime, because I pay for myself, but like not I, like on my of my own shoot. I went to a lot of places following somebody. I didn't go because Emily wanted to explore stuff. I went because my boo is over here. Oh, he's over here now. So a lot of it was just like in connection to what I consider to be, maybe that's my regret, is this person that I was connected to, because it's like haunting, I feel like, in my life. But I think, yeah, I think that's a regret, is maybe overall just not standing on my own two feet, making my own choices, living my life for me, without too much outside influence. Yeah, that's that code of, you know, it's that deep, like, oh, I need love and I need to, it was exciting at the time. I mean, I guess, I don't know. It's all blurry to me right now. Like, I can't.
That would be a fun story. Like, I regret that. I haven't had a vacation yet. I don't even know what that would be.
A vacation.
Like.
I feel like extras are put on that. Or maybe I'm not. I don't know. Like, on vacation. You have like,
it, so.
I know, but I wonder, like, what's like, okay, vacation. What is your expectation of a vacation?
You going with your companion? You going out to see stuff, do stuff, experience new location? Eat food, drink, just have a good time with your companion.
But what's the difference? The bae? Or is it, could it be like your best friend?
No, you ain't fucking your best friend, are you?
That's what I'm saying. So the expectation is bae. Lots of fucking, right? That's the expectation?
It's even if you don't, it's the chemistry between, it's a different chemistry between your friend and your partner.
Yeah. I agree. There is a different chemistry. Yeah. I don't know. I've been married for a minute, so
yeah, it's all blurry.
It's not all fireworks and like, oh, you know
that.
Like,
but I would
you didn't
love
see
that.
Babies crawl out my coochie. You know, we sitting here, who shit on the toilet seat? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not. There's no fireworks. You know,
that's
there's
why you
love.
Go on that vacation.
Yeah,
go
I guess we do. We are overdue. Mm. Yeah, but it's different from the beginning vacation versus like, yo, we've been married for 20 years.
Oh, 20 years. We better be up in that RV.
Pack your own bag. Don't use my toothpaste. You know what I mean? Like that kind of vibe. So I don't know.
I feel like I'm such a brat that I don't know how.
You're not
I
a brat. I don't even think it. No way. I would never describe you.
I
like
regret
that.
Not being in a relationship to know how to be sharing. Like, I would be like, don't use my stuff. You know, like, that's just how I am. So it's like, I don't know how to deal with people. I'm really going to piss off. Like, and I think that's why I attract subs, because it's like, as much as I want to be submissive and am, I'm like pretty firm and stuff. Like,
that's why people like, can you spank me? They're like, can you hurt me?
Right. Can I lick your boot? Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Here's my Cash App. Yeah. I regret that too. Not being
what, not okay.
Yeah, not exploring.
I don't have that regret.
Good, and that's good. I feel like, yeah. So no regrets. Yes, no. I have a lot of regret on that. Like mostly, yeah. I guess mostly around, not even around money, because I realize money comes and goes.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe if I would have tried, now knowing that. If I would have tried acting instead of being scared to make this measly, you know, $10 an hour, you know,
yep.
Try some acting and see what would have happened, especially being in LA.
Yeah, you were in the right place. Yep.
Yeah. And not being scared. I was taking music lessons and I was so scared. I tried out for the Page. Well, I applied to the Page program once and I got rejected and I was done. I was like, okay, forget that. And then what was that big agency everybody would apply to? It was like, okay, it's not meant to be, but I didn't really try. Like, I didn't try. I would go to improv shows, but never did improv, you know? So it's like, I never really pursued stuff. I kind of got scared in it. And it's like, I'm in the perfect place to do this stuff. And I didn't.
I could see how that's a regret.
Yeah. So that's, and then looking back at the pictures and it's like, not knowing how cute I was. I had no,
right?
Like,
right?
No idea.
Oh, like, I'm mad. I am like,
I
mad.
Am mad.
Big mad.
And I feel like I always knew you were. Like, I would even look at pictures of us together and be like, ugh, I look disgusting. You know, next to her and her friend. You know, it's just like, what the fuck?
Those pictures, we went out one night to, it was like, I don't know, it was a lesbian bar, lesbian
Langston
night,
or something.
Whatever.
Langston, yeah.
But we thought we were cute. I mean, we were cute. Mm-hmm. We went out. But this is how ridiculous we are. I think you're social. I don't know if I can be, but we went out and just sat in the corner Just like, we didn't even want to, I don't even know if we like, got why drinks. Is nobody what talking are we doing? To us?
Yeah, right. We weren't there very long.
But we took some pictures and we were fire. Okay, yep. We were hot. So they probably thought we were together. We were all hugged.
We kind of matching.
Oops. Oopsie doo.
Our opportunity. See, that's the difference between a lesbian bar and a straight bar, because when we were together on, what was it, Valentine's or something, you still got hit on.
Rude, too. Was it the standard? That was the standard on Sunset. Yeah. Dang. Oh, the days. The days.
Yeah, I would have definitely, well, I got kind of wild a little bit, so I can't say I didn't, but I would have definitely done more in LA and be a little less hesitant about life and what consequences, because it all went to shit anyway, so.
Ain't that some shit? I said, ain't that some shit? Oh, ain't that some shit? Ain't that some shit? God damn.
In my younger years, I held on to a lot of regret, even over simple things like conversations. I would replay them in my head and say, oh, I wish I would have said this. I wish I would have said that. It was my own prison that I had created. And I feel such a freedom being older and not really hanging on to regret and living life in a way where I'm not really having many regrets, because I'm living life that is true to myself, that is honest to my core being and who I am as a human being. And it leaves very little room for regret, because I'm taking every risk that I can. I'm trying every different way that I can. And I have a lot of things going on that I have not even talked about, and I still don't have any. So I think that's important, to be honest and true to yourself and just live the life that you want to live, because you only get one and life is short or long, however you want to see it. But regret has zero use. So get out there and live, y'all. No regrets.
Regrets.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I feel like that's why I am the way I am, though, is because I had so many regrets that I'm pretty straightforward, because I'm like we were talking about, we're going to talk about resentment at some point. Like, if you, I feel like they're tied together. Because I feel like if you regret, especially if it has to do with other people, then you end up resenting. And so it's like, why not in the moment do whatever I wanted to do? What am I going to lose?
Choices.
Yeah, it's so, all choices.
Yeah. And that's hard. That's hard for me. I know it's hard for me. I know we've talked about it and you've said it's hard to make choices too, because that potential regret, like, is this the right choice? Like, adulting is all choices. And it's so hard to make the right choice. And I'm sure there are many right choices, but you want the best choice. And you don't know what that is until you've done it. And that sucks.
Exactly. Even with the house, it's like, oh, I could have done this. And that's like, come on. It's always going to be that, though. There's always going to be, oh, I could have done that. And so I wonder if that's part of why I've never really focused on dating or connected with people, is that there's always going to be something better. And it's like, you can't think like that.
Yeah. And I think that a certain level of positivity or just hyping yourself up is important, because I feel like there's a lot that I haven't done in my life, or I still am not doing because I don't feel cute enough to do it. I'm not cute enough, but like, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't wear the dress I wanted to wear to this wedding, or I don't know. It's a confidence in the appearance, confidence in how you present yourself. And it doesn't help with the heightened social anxiety that I'm experiencing now, like wanting to go out and do things and not knowing how to talk to people and saying the most off the wall, stupid shit. Like, I regret that. I regret saying some stuff that like I didn't think through before I opened my mouth and just bleh, came out. But that's my reality now, I guess, is this is me, just awkward and closed, ain't fitting right. Words ain't fitting right. Nothing, you know, awkward.
Same girl. Sometimes I'm like, am I speaking English? Like, I try to be correct and people are like, huh? I'm like,
the looks on their faces.
Yeah. I'm like, what universe am I in?
I'm glad you get me. Shoot.
Same.
Because I don't know. I'll be saying stuff and I'm like, was that not right? Was I not supposed to say that? Like, you didn't see that either? Or like, I don't know. It's just, it's awkward.
Right.
It's
Awkward. Awkward, but I'm like, who cares? So let me be. I kind of enjoy being awkward. Like, I enjoy being crazy auntie cat lady. Like, it's
my
fun.
Thing is, I feel like I've lost the ability to fake reactions, and I don't know if it's because I just don't want to do it anymore. But like, when someone tells me something that I very clearly can tell they are excited about, and I don't give a shit. I just don't give a shit. Mm-hmm. And I can't be like, oh, they are?
Yeah.
Oh, they're opening this rap. Oh, how exciting. Like, I don't care.
Ooh, excuse me.
Why did you feel the need to tell me that?
Yeah,
do I strike validation. You as someone who cares? Like, I don't think that I'm overly like, come to me with all your shit. Like,
I know I struggle with that because I know a lot of people turn to me for validation, and I do it to other people too. And it's like, what am I supposed to say? Like, so I'm bad at that. And then it's like, but everybody knows at this point, it's like, I ain't the one. Like,
but it's draining. Like, that's so draining.
Also,
to have
I
to
know you are
us.
Enough. Yeah, I know you're enough. You don't need to be, I don't need to validate you over and over and over and over. Mm-hmm. And it's like natural ways, like we say, like I gas up my cats. It's just, it's going to come naturally. Don't force it. And what is this? Like, you have to be excited because someone else is excited. You're not like, why is that a requirement?
It takes a lot to get me excited. I'm serious.
Nah, I get excited over some food, man. I'll be like,
that's the only thing, though. That's the only thing. Like, nothing else is really, you know, people are like, ooh, these concerts. And I'm like, I don't do that anymore. So I'm cool.
I don't even enjoy it. I keep making myself go to concerts, even though I don't like it anymore. I don't like being around people.
Me neither.
And just everybody, I was just having this conversation with my friends. And I feel like they say, it's so true. Life is high school. Everyone is pretty much the same. Everyone is the same. You got different archetypes and you can categorize them easily. And like we always talk about that quick category. It's true. People want to fit into, they live their lives in order for you to fit them into a category.
You said you don't like to go. I mean, I'm the same with like the movies. I can't. Like, there have been too many shootings at the movies for the past like 10, 15 years. I cannot do it. Like, I just can't.
No. And I try.
So my husband and I are doing like date nights. We're trying to like make that a priority every other Friday.
Yes.
And so last Friday we went to dinner and I love Avatar. Like, I'm just a geek for that, for, you know, that movie or whatever. And so they came out with the second one. And he took me, and it's a surprise. We don't tell each other where we're taking each other. Aww. So I'm up for date night this week. and he took me, and like all during dinner, he was like, we're going to a movie. We're going to go see Avatar. And I was like, you know, like I could barely eat. I was like anxiety, like stressed out. Right. But we went, and he was, you know, but he knows my situation. So he's like, where do you want to sit? Even though it was assigned seating.
Was it a regular theater?
What do you mean? It wasn't 3D or 4D or whatever the thing is.
It but did it have tables and stuff? Or was
no,
it like...
no, oh, okay. No. We used to have a place like that at where we used to live, but this place, it was nice. Assigned seating, but it wasn't a full theater. So he's like, do you want to move? Because I was like, we right in the doorway. Like,
that's good. I want to be exit.
No, but the entrance, the only entrance into the theater was from the back.
Oh, gotcha.
And we were right, like, in the, you know, in the line of fire. Like, this is how I think, you know, I'm going crazy. But I don't think it's crazy nowadays to be thinking like that. Like, where's the exits? I want to be in a place where I can hide and run. Like, insane. So I regret being part of like a society where this is even reality, that I can't even go see a movie without thinking like that. So, but yeah, so I went, and it's one of those things where it's like, I'm glad there's somebody in my life forcing me to do stuff.
Because
I wouldn't do anything.
And that's what people go like anywhere. People don't understand. People are like, oh yeah, if you can't by yourself, bitch, I can do anything by myself. That's been proven. Like, if you need, sometimes you need people in your life to help push you, and like that comfort of, I'm okay. Like, even if we get shot up, you know, at least, you know, I'm with you. We're together. You know, it's like,
I saw the movie at least, you know? I mean,
I just hate the movies just for being around people. Like, I just don't like being like, I get no excitement off of sitting in a dark room next to strangers. That sounds gross.
I like streaming it from home. Let me just sit around, my snacks and my jammies and be able to pause it and go to the bathroom, do what I gotta do. Yeah, the movies aren't that exciting anymore. No. It's so weird.
Is there age? Like,
I don't know, but I just don't like sharing that experience with like people. Like, if I don't know you, I don't want to have to share anything with you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Same with concerts. We're all like paying all this money to go be smushed up on each other to barely hear. Ugh. And it's like, for what?
For what? And the concert never, it sounds better on the album. Like, why am I even listening? Like, I'd rather just put my AirPods in or whatever. And
I think this is my concert farewell, because I don't enjoy them.
But that's that.
And I keep going.
I went here. Like, why else are you going to the concert other than to say I went here and like post a picture?
To
today,
steal energy.
I don't understand.
Like, I don't know. I feel like I'd be trying to steal energy. And I used to have a big thing about, I have to be in the front and have to make eye contact. Like, I don't know what I thought I was going to get.
They're going
to
see me.
They're going to see me.
If Beyonce is like, what's that going to do? I'm real or something. Yeah, I don't know.
And Ozzy Osbourne didn't even see me. He was sitting up there like, half nothing. Dead.
Okay, nothing.
He looked like a Karen. I was like, this is I'm here.
I regret spending money on things like that. That weren't important. Like the amount of money I spent on concerts, on festivals.
I never got into that a lot. I only went to one, two, three.
I mean, okay. But just like music festivals and stuff, and the amount of money that went, and then the alcohol you had to buy there. I mean, I was sneaking too, but like just the amount of money spent at the club. Well, I guess that's just part of being a young adult and that's what you do. But like that money could have bought me trips. I could have been, you know, doing more or I don't know. Something else.
I don't have those kind of regrets because money comes and goes. And I feel if anything, I regret not going to concerts when I might have liked. Maybe if I would have gone younger, I would have liked it.
See, I did go younger. And it's.
Oh, I have a regret, a concert regret. I should have cussed this girl out and dragged her.
Oh,
I won tickets to see NSYNC.
Oh.
And it was like a backstage pass. And so it was like, not backstage, but before the concert.
Could have met your boo. Could have met your boo. See?
Could have met JC. I mean, it ended up, you know what? God knows because, sorry.
God knows.
bless you. I invited my friend, and so she got to come with me for free to go see. And my dad took us to the concert, you know. And I'm like, we're in our 20s. There's no need for my dad to be taken. That's how it was. And he dropped us off, and we're at the concert and at the meet and greet or whatever beforehand, or the little pre-show. And they had one of those T stages, so it was like the stage, and then they had the runway in the middle. And I'm walking behind her. First of all, I don't know why I let her get in front of me. She stops right by the stage, and then the whole new thing goes down to the far end. So she was by the runway.
So you guys got separated?
Yeah.
But you guys were together, though.
Yeah.
So she should have been like, no, I'm with her.
Exactly. But she wanted to be up front. Like, something wrong with her, like, I realize now.
That,
but...
I wouldn't have left you like that. We would have gone to the back then.
Exactly.
That's
all right.
So stupid.
I'm like, at that point, I wanted to just drag her and be like, give me
I regret her for you, okay? Yes, right? You should have dragged her. Excuse me, but these it's are like, my tickets. You take your ass to the back. Okay, bye.
But what would happen? Like, I'll never forget because it's like, in my mind, I'm like, oh, if I could just make eye contact. And I was, you know, soulful back then. I didn't even have any style. Yeah. I had some like Birkenstocks, some damn Kmart shirt.
Don't clown Birkenstocks.
Well, some ghetto, like Payless Birkenstocks.
And Birkin socks,
right? And some half-ass perm thinking, "Ooh, JC gonna see me."
You never know.
But ain't that something? You know, I was in LA in Studio City. Never forget. Looked up and I forgot it was one of those bars or clubs or something. And there was JC, and there were some kids, and I was like, "Scream, I love you," because I didn't know how to get his attention. I said, "Scream, we love you, JC." And they screamed, and he turned around and waved. And this is before, like, so that's like you were saying the Instagram. That's before, like, I had anything to take a picture or anything. And I probably would have been rude anyway. And then they were like, "Who is that?"
but you got your like,
I got
whatever.
My acknowledgement or whatever I didn't get from that See? Concert. But why do I need, like,
what's meant to be will happen at some point. Yeah.
No.
Watch some German man just come walking into your life like next week. Spoke it. You spoke it back into the universe. Dang. Something about Germany.
Some vegan grains. Like
there's a thing.
Vegan Dang. Grains. Regret. You know, Philly has a big German background, so who knows?
So aren't the Amish, don't they? Or Dutch? Is that Dutch or well German?
Dutch country, yeah. Dutch Amish,
kind of the same. Huh.
Pennsylvania regret. Dutch company.
I mean, is there anything you feel that you may regret in 10 years
now?
Looking back on today? Yeah.
Yeah.
I can think of some stuff too. That's weird.
I'm
really
staying in the house.
Yeah, but we should acknowledge that and be like, well, shit, we owe it to ourselves. But that's the thing, you know, like if we are, because in our 20s, I don't think we thought about, oh, in my 30s, I'm going to think this was dumb. No, because we were just YOLO living for the day. But I think we have the ability now to have some foresight and to think about where we've been and where we're going and say, okay, what am I doing today? Am I going to be proud of myself in 10 years? And this is the first time I'm thinking of it, actually. So I'm not trying to come from a place of this is how we do. But like now I'm thinking about it. Yeah, there's quite a few things I'm going to regret in 10 years.
I'd be regretting it now.
Yeah, but I mean, just like health things, relationship things, just choices I'm making for myself, for my family, stuff like that. Like, I feel like this is sad. I think this is maybe recovering from like COVID quarantine years.
Yeah.
To now thinking like now we are able to live again. Are we living or are we still kind of?
I don't like living though. Like I do stuff and I just get agitated. Like people get on my like. I don't know. I'm antisocial. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
I have
social phobia. I'm diagnosed DSM social phobia. I just don't like to be around people. Like it really, I get agitated at the slightest thing. Not like I'm not going to go beat anybody up, but it's just like, I hate the selfishness of people and the way they just are so rude and I don't really have the patience for it. And so I guess it's like, how do you ignore that?
You're like, I'm not for this world.
Mm-mm.
I think, I mean, what's, how do you fix that though? I feel like
stay
you just
house.
Have to go out and deal with people though.
I do
until,
though.
Until you get more, like, cause I feel like for me, like I really have like an issue if I'm around groups of people or people I don't know very well. Like the other day, this is terrible. I was picking up my kid from school and there's a mom who I've been friendly with and talking to, whatever. Haven't seen her over the break for a couple weeks. She must have been gone. She wasn't picking up her kids. Somebody else was. And then I see her and she caught my eye. And instead of waving like a normal person, I looked away. Oh, you know, it, so obvious. I felt it. I felt like, why did I do that?
Like a show. Yeah.
Like, why did I, like, why? Why can't I just smile and say hi or wave hi across the parking lot? Why is that such an awkward, but I had no control.
Bad.
And then I immediately regretted it because now every time I see her, it's weird.
You don't just
and
wave.
I'm like, damn.
You're giving her way too much power.
Like, you are crazy. No, it's not her. She's totally nice. No, it's not her. It's just
I'm saying your perception or whatever, your interaction with her.
Dumb stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she's probably thinking, what happened to her? What's she doing?
Like, and okay? Next, I'm still here every day. So might as well, you can only go.
Yeah, but I'm like, I'm crazy. I feel like if somebody did that to me, I'd be like, whoa, is she all right?
No, they're probably like, who that crazy mama, y'all?
Yeah. Same one that been here. But it's just, it's weird. And I think that's why I can't make mom friends. Cause I'm just like, I need somebody who's equally weird or who's able to talk through my weirdness in a conference, like dominate the conversation for a minute, please. Because
how about
I
have like
can't.
A wine and cheese night or cookies and milk night or something.
Cookies and milk. Stop. Ooh. Ooh, wine. I, like, no. So you're saying I should host an event?
It doesn't have to be at your house. Like just host something
or,
like,
but I,
yeah, host
so I have to invite people to get together.
Look, you gotta get step into your, what do you call it, immersion therapy? Just step
Lord.
Into it.
I don't even. And the thing is, I used to do that. We used to have mom nights out, like when my daughter was like in preschool, kindergarten. We had like a solid group of like all the moms, and we would go.
Yes.
Like at least once a month,
and these are better people,
and we would
right?
Do it. I mean, not. What do you mean better people? I don't know. I don't.
Well, from your last place, they're friendlier.
Yeah, but this wasn't at my last. This was from two places ago.
I mean,
I
now
those moms. Oh,
where you are now, they're friendlier now.
Friendlier, but not as social. Like we're busier here.
Yeah.
The last place was social, but not as sincerely friendly. Yeah. As if you ask me,
I know what you mean. Like high school.
Yeah, it was very like, come to my house so I can show you my house.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of stuff, and I was like,
I hate that. People like, I hate that, the fakeness of people, and then also how they just want to gas themselves up. Oh
yeah. Oh look, oh, my new
like,
car.
Yeah. Oh this, and it's like, what do you want? Like your mom didn't hug you enough. Like what am I supposed to give you from that? Like what do you want? Like what are we supposed to get?
I think
it out
is
of
a
it?
Mom did. Like what is that feeling? Because when I have nice things happen in my life, a lot of times I sit on stuff before I share it. But there's a lot of stuff of like, look at me, look at this, look at what I did,
yeah,
look at where I'm going,
like the,
look at my, like, I,
the realtor was like, oh, do you want to take a picture in front of the house with keys? I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Who am I going to, like,
for
what?
Who?
I know I live here.
What, I'm going to put it in my house?
Right, now you're trying to dox myself anyway.
Yeah,
and
I don't know.
And I see that on the men, but like you said, like what we said and said at some point, like they, like in cishet, they're supposed to be the providers, but I see that a lot. They have to list their whole portfolio on the damn date map. Like, nope, like, dude,
I see a lot of wives. I see a lot of wives though on social media, and it kind of makes me feel funny in my tummy when it's funny in my tummy. What am I saying?
Funny but in my tummy.
It makes me feel like weird when it's like, oh look, my husband got me this car. Okay, like he got.
Why are
that
you posting
car?
That?
Like, is it y'all's money? I don't understand. Mm-hmm. You didn't have a say in this. In this, because I don't know how people's family dynamics work, but it's like you're not just gonna show up with a car. Like you gonna consult. We gonna talk about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
or like we bought
thing.
A new car. I'm not putting pictures of the new car all over the place. Talking about, mm-hmm. Oh, my husband bought me. You know, like I don't get that.
Something missing.
And we can talk about that in our Keptish episode, but
yeah,
I don't know.
It's like the communal narcissist. Look what I did. Look, I went and fed these homeless people. Nobody got to know. Go and feed them. And keep it moving. And it's different because it's like,
go and feed them. The way you said that, Jesus. Go feed them.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. The things that are shared.
I share everything though. I mean, not everything, but my stuff is pretty much going to be, look at this weird thing I saw, or look at this thing I ate and did. I don't know.
I share when
it's
I remember to share.
People. Yeah.
Half the time I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Cause it's just too much going on. Mm. I don't know. But you know what? I will never regret not sharing. I think I would regret sharing something, maybe, but not the keeping things to myself. I don't feel like I would ever regret keeping moments to myself, memories to mm-mm. myself.
Nothing wrong with that.
But the posting I made, you know, I don't know. Regret. I don't know.
I'm trying to think. Is there a regret that I'm not mentioning? Like, I feel like there's got to be more, but I can't think.
I regret not taking more chances and opportunities. We've talked about this before, too. Like the what ifs or the...
We went
know.
To law school. Damn, that's a chance, opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, we did that. I don't regret that. I regret it, but I obviously don't because my life mm-hmm. is where I am, you know, because I met my husband in law school. But
same.
I regret not going to a different law school, but then I wouldn't have mm-hmm. met my husband. But I wish I had gone to Howard.
I got waitlisted, so I wouldn't.
Because I feel like
chance.
That would have changed my life professionally. I feel like.
For I sure. feel like it would have changed me culturally just to be culture around the
for sure. And... Are you kidding me? Oh my gosh, I would be a different woman. For sure.
I should have stayed
Everything
on that wait
different.
List.
Everything would be different.
But... I did for a while, I'm not going to lie, regret it going to that law school because it was your fault. I never even heard of that law school before.
Neither did I? I never heard of the one I went to either.
Any final thoughts?
No, I'm hungry. I regret food sometimes.
Oh, all the time. I got eating disorder, food shame, whatever you call it.
Yeah, like I'll just be like, wake up the next morning, like with wrappers and stuff all on my nightstand, like food everywhere. Oh. Like, what did I do last night? Like,
I went looking for those Trader Joe's vegetable dumplings and couldn't find any. And I'm like, when did I eat them? Like, I don't even, that's sad. I don't even remember when I ate them. I used to be shame. Like, I used to regret what I ate. And I'm not even at that point now. Like, I'm going to go probably mess up some ramen. I know I shouldn't have it. All that
sounds delicious.
Stuff. But it sounds good.
I have regret when my body is telling me you shouldn't have done that.
Even. Like I'll be eating something hot and I'm just suffering through it.
No, I get swollen. All that stuff.
Oh,
I can't.
Shoot. Ooh. Oh, man.
Yeah, health. That's what I'm saying. Like in 10 years, my health. I need to get it together.
Yeah. I'm going to start trying to make some fun. When I say fun, I know you're not supposed to say food is fun, but make some.
It is. Fun
dishes
is food.
That
food
are
is fun.
It's fun.
I got kids. You got to make it fun. They're not going to eat it if it looks like just broccoli on a plate. You got to make it cute.
Yeah, exactly. So I just want to make some delicious food that's healthy.
Mm.
So that's the goal.
Well, if you'd like to record yourself cooking that, I would love to watch it. Content.
Yeah, I go on a live or something. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully we don't regret this podcast. All right.
I know. So I was going to say, I don't regret this podcast, the whole series.
It's been fun. I love it.
Yeah, it's been fun. And in a regular routine, that's good. That's always good to have.
Yep.
I'll probably think of something I regret. I'll put name that some shit if I do, because I can't think.
You got ramen on the brain. That sounds so good, too. Right? God, now you got me wanting.
But I'm too dehydrated to be getting that with all that salt.
Drink some water.
I'm going to make a salad.
Water's nasty. It's overrated. Do not recommend.
I know people are always like, if you think water is nasty, that's your breath. I'm like, I can have water right after I brush and it's still nasty.
I have
like,
never heard that before in my life.
Yeah. I'm like, I just don't like,
that's your
missing
breath.
Something.
It's just plain. And, mm-hmm. It's not that it tastes bad. So how
I like ice water. Just, that hits.
Yeah. Temp.
But I also crystal light and stuff doesn't hit anymore. It just runs right through me.
I don't like the flavor.
I used to like it. Yeah.
So it's a fake flavor. I can taste the fake. Yeah. I don't like that. So I'd be putting fruit and I don't stuff like in fruit. It.
Yeah.
But I don't it goes like bad fast. Yeah. You can't just have it nasty. Sitting there mushy and yeah.
I'm like, how they be having it at the gym? Like how?
Oh, just sitting out with cucumbers and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, let's go to the spa. I need a spa day.
Yes. I'm going to look at some tickets. Shoot. TGSTS reunion. Send me some dates.
Do we have other people up here we can connect with? I'm trying to think.
Yeah, adopted minority BIPOC adoption is up there. I don't know who
else. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll figure it out.
Yay, yay.
We want to get the goddess all right. getaway together. I regret not oh, doing
yes,
that.
Oh, yes, I forgot about that. It's like I don't regret like not having a wine country. I mean, a vegan sanctuary because I don't want to put the work in to have it. So it's like I don't regret it.
Is that something you really want? Like you,
I
is
don't
that
know.
A goal?
Like I feel like I want it, but it's like I don't want to put in the work to get it.
Well, what's the work?
I don't know. And that's the part of it. It just seems unrealistic.
I regret that. I regret not dreaming more. I used to dream a lot and really think about things and envision things and, oh, how beautiful this would be. And what my, and I think the last time I really let myself do that was when I thought about that. We talk about compounds and things like that, like the yoga retreat kind of place. So I think I'm going to do that. So I don't regret it. I think I might focus on that a little bit when I have free time this week, if I have free time
okay.
to dream. Yes. You dream about your vegan place. I'll dream about my place and we'll talk about
and
it. We'll collab.
I found your book, so I'm going to read it.
Oh, Lord. I'll reread mine too.
I'll give my
and then
feedback.
We'll see what happens.
All right, boo. I mean, your script, your draft book.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Ooh, I forgot I was writing a book.
Okay. See? I'm just kidding. I'm going to read it. I just remembered. I saw that. And so I'm like.
And no, it's based off real life stuff. It's just changed a little bit.
Okay. Oh, dang. I think I started to read and I was agitated by the name. So I was like, she making these people white.
Yeah, that's basically what it is. I think so.
Okay.
It really is because none of the characters are white except in my book, they are white. What is that? I'm trying to appeal to a greater
audience. Yes, that's you. Smart. I invented that Shonda Land. All right, boo.
All right. Go get that Robin. All right.
Love you. Have a great day.
Love you too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Two Girls Shooting the Shit with Em and Mo. Please enjoy this mindful moment. Never regret a day in your life. Good days give happiness. Bad days give experience. Worst days give lessons. And best days give memories. When was the last time you did something for the first time?